something that farmers would wear?
Overalls.
Did you ever wear those?
Oh, yeah. Painters wore them, carpenters wore them. And a lot of building craftsmen, plumbers wore them quite a bit.
Were you ever in a union, or were you just working for yourself?
Oh, I was in a union about 30 years. I belonged to Painters Local. I belonged to International Seamen's Union before that.
Were you very active in the union, sir?
No.
If you went outside without your coat and you were getting cold and you wanted it, you'd tell someone, would you run into the house and what me my coat?
We'd say, bring me my coat.
Okay. So you say, so he went in and he what me my coat?
He brought me my coat.
And you say, here I have what you your coat.
Do which?
Here I have what you your coat.
Brought you your coat.
And do you ever hear people say brung?
Huh?
Do you ever hear people say brung?
No, we had up in East Texas.
How
but not around here. That, well, they use that out in the southern states quite a brung your coat to you.
Uh-huh.
But I never had much occasion to get it with that because, like I say, I went to school here in Houston.
Uh-huh.
In fact, most of my education, well, I got right across over here about 9 blocks from here.
Mm-hmm.
It was then known as Cottage Grove Elementary School. It's, I don't know what it is, I can't think what they call it now. You see, around here we haven't changed too much in our way of talking about different things. In the rural areas and up in East Texas and places like that, you have a lot of different dialect, mm-hmm. and they use a lot of the words that we never did use around here.
Yeah.
We never did have the southern accent here.
Mm-hmm.
The most things about Texas people in general, that's Texas, they're slow talking people. They're not like New Yorkers, mm-hmm. Californians.
Is someone at your door?
No, let them come in. They got doors open.
You say that coat won't fit this year, but last year it...
Well, the coat's too small for me this year.
Uh-huh. But last year it...
It fit me.
And if you stuff a whole lot of things in your pockets, it makes them...
Bulge.
And you say...
Get out of there. Cricket. Now go on.
That shirt used to fit me, but then I washed it and it did what?
Shrunk.
And every shirt I've washed recently has
shrunk.
And I hope this shirt doesn't.
Don't shrink.
And if a woman likes to put on good clothes, you'd say she likes to.
Well,
she likes to stand in front of the mirror and...
Well, the only thing that I know would, well, be fussy about her hair would be primp or something
uh-huh.
like that. That word was used quite a bit. But I don't know just what you would say about